על ידי תיאורי מנצ'סטר פאשס. שלח לך, מוטי פריד. מוטי פרסנל.
Parashas Shlach Lecha this week. So everyone knows at the end of the Sedra there's the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. The Mitzvah of Tzitzis is primarily for men. Nowadays the women don't really wear Tzitzis, even though really they could, but they don't. It's primarily for men. But there's a Mitzvah earlier, because we want to be fair to everyone. We have equal rights. We have a Mitzvah a little bit earlier, which is primarily for women. And that's the Mitzvah, of course, of Afroshes Chala. So the women have Afroshes Chala, the men have Tzitzis. And everyone, we don't want to make machloikas, because we know Korach's coming up. So we make sure everyone's got their mitzvah. Now, what sparked me to think of talking about challah is that this week, last week, someone came to me with a shayla. And he said to me, a simple shayla and a fresh challah. And I'll tell you the shayla, and I'll tell you what happened. He said to me like this. He said to me that it was, last week was after Yom Tov. And he said, in his house, how it works is they have white challahs. And they have granary breads, wholemeal granary. Of course, because in every Jewish home there's at least one person on a diet. So you have the white for everyone who's not yet on the diet, and the wholemeal granary for those who already seen the light. So there's two lots of bread in the freezer. And he told me the granary was slowly depleting. It'd been Yom Tov, gone through a few meals. Canary's diet wasn't going so well. Here the granary was going faster than the white. And he wanted to top up his supply of granary breads, and he baked another batch of granary challahs. He baked 1.5 kilo of granary challahs and put them in his freezer. And he wanted to know that now he forgot to take challah. What did he do? He forgot to take challah, all in the freezer in bags wrapped up. What did he do? Now he thought he'd have a quick and simple and easy answer, but he didn't realize who he was coming to. And an hour and a half later, I had explained to him all five shaylas involved in his shaylah. At that point, I think he wanted just to run away and never see me again, which helped both of us. What was the shaylas? Why is it so complicated? What exactly is the problem? Came along with an innocent shaylah. Why was I making his life so miserable? The answer is, we'll go slow. We'll go through each of the five shaylas and explain why and where he went wrong and what to do if this is applicable to anyone. First thing to know is, he said he made every nuance in this shayla was important. The fact it was granary, the fact he was topping up, the fact he also had white, the amount he had, when he did it, how he did it, every part added to the shayla. The first thing is, of course, the sheer challah. How much do you need to make a sheer challah? So everyone knows that below 1.2 kilo, there's no chiv at all. So 1.2, you're clear, no shayla, you're good to go to make your stuff, eat it, enjoy it, no chiv challah b'chla. Once you hit 1.2, we take challah without a bracha. Sometimes people forget these measurements, sometimes he put on his fridge and big. 1.2, you take challah without a bracha. When do you take with a bracha? Obviously, you take without a bracha because it's a sofik. We'll discuss what the sofik is. When do you make a bracha? So, of course, we have, like, kol ha-terekula, machloikas, between Rav Chaim Non and Chazon Ish, the two shiurim. When do you make a bracha on challah? How much flour do you need? Just like your shiur and your lulav and the shiur and your matzah, everything's a machlokes. Comes to shiur, well, really, everything's always a machlokes, especially by shiurim. It's a machlokes. How much you need? So Rav Chaim Noah is 1.67, one of the easiest of figures to remember. 1.67, and slightly over 1.5. Let's call it to make it easy. And the Chazon Ish is 2.25, 2.25. So it's either just over 1.5 or 2.25. Those are the amounts you take challah with the bracha. Now, it gets a little bit more complicated because the shiurim, of course, wasn't made up by Rav Chaim Noah and Chazon Ish. These machloikim go way back, like all machloikim we discussed today from different recent rabbonim or gedolim. Really, it's a much earlier machloikas, because they filtered down and they were the last two stops on this journey. But really, it's a much bigger machloikas. It basically goes back to the Rambam, because the Rambam gives the shiur. He wasn't using kilos, he wasn't using grams, he wasn't using anything like that, the Rambam, it wasn't around then. So what did he do? There was a coin called the dram. The drum coin was an Egyptian coin, and the Rambam explained Shurim with how many of these coins you need. He said, the Sheikh Khal has 520 of these coins, take them, weigh them, work it out, and that's the Sheikh. The Chalaikas is how you measure this coin, which coin exactly was it? There was a bit of a discrepancy of what the coin, which was the coin. Now they've recently unearthed many, many of these coins through excavation work, and they now have this drum of the Rambam. And not only that, but some people want to say the metal over time erodes, it slowly loses some of its body, but this coin was also glass. It was the same weight, because back then it worked with weight. Therefore, we now have the coin of the Rambam, and when you weigh this coin, 520 of these coins, you come to a different shia, not Rabbi Chaim Noah's, not the Chazanish's. So the question is, what do you do now? They both based on this coin, there's other cheshbonis as well, but this coin now, we now have the authentic original one, and we know it's different to their shia. So many Gedolim Tekel went with this shia. So this shia is very interesting, I'm just below 1.5 kilo. Now why is that interesting? I'll tell you why. In Eretz Yisrael, bags of flour come in a kilo. Did I give you shopping advice as well? They come in a kilo. Every bag of flour is a kilo. So that was no problem. Either you do a kilo bag of flour, and most recipes are made in connection with the amount of flour in the bags in that country. So your standard recipe for challahs in Eretz Yisrael are made in 1 kilo, 2 kilos, 3 kilos. You just keep adding bags, which is very simple. Because 1 kilo is below the smallest threshold of 1.2. So you make one bag of flour, no shilas. Two bags of flour, you over a Chayim Noah, which many people take with a bracha, and if you want the chazanish, you add another quarter, very simple. In America, we know what food's like in America, they come in 2.5 kilo bags. Right, nothing's small there, and therefore the bags are 2.5 kilo. You make one bag of flour in America, you're done, you can make a bracha onto every shitter in the world. No shilas at all. You sorted. Every bag of flour is a chiv challah according to the biggest shia, the chazanish, with a bracha, no shaila. Comes to England, we're a little bit in between. They say we have the ruchnis of America and the gashmis of Eretz Yisrael. But we're a little bit in between, so here we want to make life difficult. So we make 1.5 kilo bags. So what do you do now? It's above 1.2, so you're taking challah. It's below 1.67, or Reb Chaim Noah, never mind the chazanish. It's even below the smallest shia of a bracha. So your mum should be between the two thresholds, and you're always going to have a problem. If you go with the new shia is just below 1.5 kilo. So 1.5 kilo, you're fine. You take with a bracha, according to those that go with this new mahalach, or these new coins. So, his shaila is a little bit different. Why? Like I said, every detail in his shaila changes the entire question. Because he said he was making granary breads. Now, granary and wholemeal flours, people aren't aware, are very different when it comes to the shir challah. Because the shir challah was given for white flour. What's the difference? Well, this is racism. What color your flour is? Who cares? White is brown. The answer is, the Mishnah says in challah, that what do you weigh? You cut the wheat, you've got the stalk, the kernel, the chaff, the bran. What do you weigh to create the shir challah? So the Mishnah says, you grind up the wheat, the barley, whatever one of the chamesh minitog you're using, and whatever you grind up, and you put in your bag, and that's what you're planning to use, it all joins in the shir challah. So long as you don't take it out. If you take out the bran, the chaff, the stalks, any bits you take out, and then put back in, that doesn't join to the shir challah. Because it's like adding sugar, you've added something exterior. If you ground it up and it remained in that innate state from the beginning, then collectively it joins for the shir challah. But once you have removed it, you put it back in, that doesn't join in. Now, the way they make wholemeal and granary flours are, they usually, not always, but usually they take out the actual wheat, they ground up so you have a white flour, they grind up the bran and the other stuff, and then they mix it back in to get the perfect blend and the desired colour and consistency that they want. Which means, when you take your wholemeal flour, or your granary flour, in here is stuff which you can't join for the shir challah. So you weigh your bag, it's 2.25 kilo, it's the chazanesh, you make a bracha, so confidently, really it's a big mistake. Because I think the figures between 15 and 20% is bran added in. So you must deduct another 15 to 20% before you can achieve your bracha, or even your chiv. Which means if you take 1.2 kilo of wheat, of regular white, you take challah without bracha. 1.2 of brown or granary, you may not be chayv b'chlal. Now, it's kedai to always take, because there are different methods. Some companies still grind all up together, but it's quite rare. It's kedai to always take, again, challah is very easy, because you have a sofek, you take a tiny bit off and you're done. So it's kedai to do that because it is a sofik. If you want to make a bracha, you should be adding on by anything which is not pure white flour, another 20%. So back to our friend, he made 1.5 kilo of wholemeal, of I think it was granary bread. So 20% is out of the cheshbon. So he's, even if you'd want to go with the new shear, which is a roughly 1.5 kilo, he's below that. So he's certainly not making a bracha. That seems very simple. So he forgot it. Chala, he said, no problem, you take now without bracha. Why without bracha? Because he's below all three shurim, all three shittas in the of what the shear chala is with a bracha. He's below the chaznish 2.25, he's below b'chayim 1.67, and he's even below 1.5 kilo of the new shear. Problem is that it doesn't end there. Because, if you remember the question, as we said, much detail in the question was, he said his supply of granary breads was slowly depleting, he didn't have much left, so he wanted to top it up. Now, if he's topping it up, obviously means there was some left. Problem is, if you have a batch of stuff you're baking, and it's not shir challah, but you've got leftover from the last batch, together it's mustarif. So he put it in the freezer, has to go in a box, pulls out his drawer of the freezer, in goes the new stuff, got to challah, and now joins up with the old stuff. Who does it? That's the question. So, we have to go slow. The first thing to remember is... Good. The first thing to remember is, if you have two batches, batch A and batch B, you can join them together to for chiv challah. If batch A you've taken challah, that's already potted, it's chalad, or as we call it in Jewish terms, it's chulin. It's all been sorted. You're good to go. You can eat it. No, there's no problem with it. That can't join with something you haven't taken challah from. Problem is, with our friend, it gets much more complicated. Because he took challah from the first batch with Abraham. Now, from 1.2, there's a lot of figures here, sorry, you're going to have to all get your calculators out. From 1.2 till whichever's the sheer bracha, 1.5, 1.67, 2.2, whatever it is with the bracha, these two thresholds between is all an area of sofek. Which means if you make 1.2 kilo, you take challah abracha. It's sticking to the counter, you can't roll it out. Okay, you sprinkle some flour. You've got to take challah again. Because maybe the shear is 1.21, maybe it's 1.22, maybe it's 1.21121. We don't know where the shear is. From 1.2, we know it starts. Which is the exact cut off point? No one knows. It's all a sofik. So if you don't take challah with a bracha, you're below that threshold, but you're over 1.2, you're now in the question area. Below 1.2, no chiv. Over whatever's with the bracha, you make with the bracha. Between that, every grain you add, you may now be entering the chiv threshold. So as you add flour for sticking or for rolling, or you finish baking, you add one from the last batch inside, you may now have a chiv. So his first batch of challahs he took, made for Shavuos, and he took challah very confidently. It could be he was below the chiv. It was all a sofek, because 1.5 of granary, which we said is 20% off, so he's in the area of sofek. So batch A was an area of sofek. Batch B is also an area of sofek. But now they're joined together, he may have a chiv. He may have a chiv with a bracha. That's the beginning of how you're going to view the complications going on here. Meaning you've got Shavuos batch and Parashas was last week, Baloischa batch. He took from the Shavuos batch, but maybe the Afrash was a waste of time. He didn't know how much it is. We don't know, it's all a Sofik. So you've got potentially Chalad Chalas, that sounds good. And you've got the new batch which is for sure all Tevel. Well, what do you do now? If you take just from this week's batch, take without bracha. If last week's afrasha was wrong, it was below the shear, now it's joined together, now you take with a bracha, what do you do now? So that was the second part to his shayla. Well, he wasn't aware of that, but that's what I told him. The second question involves, when you come to the mathematics of challah, how do you view this? What do you do now? And it's very negir, because many people, they have challahs in their freezer, and every week you make, I don't know, 10 challahs. You don't always use all 10. You use 7, 8, 9, as long as there's one challah left in the freezer. And next week, you bake a new batch, you've got the problem. Unless you take with a bracha. If you take with a bracha, you hit the maxed amount, your stuff's good. It's all taken challah, it's all chulin, there's no shayla. But so long as it's a sofik still, you took without a bracha, it's always a sofik. So every new challah can join up and make things complicated. Oh. Then you come to the next shayla. The next shayla is, what joins together? Anything joins together? Challahs, cakes, breads, kuchen, our freezers, Baruch Hashem, we get the Jewish freezer, has enough to last you there. At Bierskill, Tzedek normally, there's so much stuff, what do you do? What joins up with what? How does it work? So again, if you take challah from any batch of anything, That doesn't come in the equation. That's taking challah from, with a bracha. Without bracha, it's always a suffix if it's taking challah or not. So, the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch says, it really comes from a Mishnah in challah, that Shtei Noshim Shachasa Isa Achas, two women that made a dough together, and they have das to keep it separate, and each one keeps their own batch of what they make, what they produce. That does not join for a chiv challah. Why? Because it's two different things. Mrs. A wants her stuff, Mrs. B wants her stuff. They don't join. So too, the boys can say, if you have anything which is like that, two different things, i.e. you've got your challahs and your ogaluch, they're not going to join together. However, this is a machlokes. The Gaon paskens, no. The Gaon says the Mishnah you learn as it is. Two people. The minute it's not two people, it all joins. So according to the Gaon, you've got your chocolate cake and your lemon cake and your rogalach and kuchen and challahs and all your stuff you bake, it will all join to a chiv challah. The Chazon Ish argues, and many of boys can argue, and say no. Once you have challahs and kuchen, they're no shaykhs. Rogalach and cake is two different products. It can't join together for a chiv challah. So you have a machloikas. So we have the machloikas in the shurim, and you have another machloikas in what joins together. So, the white challahs, this guy had white challahs as well, as we said, right? He had white challahs for those not yet on the diet, and he had the granary for those already on the diet. So those two, according to the Gaon, it's all one person. According to the Chazon Ish, it won't join up. One person, by the way, doesn't mean only one person. If you bake challahs, and you give one to your son, and one to your brother, one to your neighbor, that's also a shaila, because there, you're making a batch of challahs, not for one person. It's for two purposes, two people. That as well doesn't always join up for a chiv challah. I mean, if you make a massive dough, you make 3 kilo, right, way beyond any shaila of how big, but you plan to split it up and give out for shlachmonas, give out to neighbors, that as well is a shaila if you make a bracha, because according to some poskim, there's no chiv challah. It's meant for two people. All these things are area of suffix. So, you have your freezer, and in there you've got all your stuff. What do you do? Does it join up or not? According to the Gaon, it joins up.
Excuse me, you just made a comment that if you split it up, how does it work with a shot of bacon?
Oh, the Mishnah says, Nachtoi, Machtim always thinks challah. Why? Because it's got to be you splitting it up, that I'm for sure splitting it up. A baker can't guarantee anything. One guy might take the whole batch. So he can't know that it's for sure going to be to two different people, the Sheikh challah. Again, he bakes 1,000 challahs. As long as 5 or 6 go to one person, that's a Sheikh challah.
So
oh, very good. What happens if you make it, you know, better? You don't make it a Friday night meal. You make everyone wants their own little challah, and there's 10 people around the table, 10 guests. So there, they're all eating off you, you're the balabayas, they're all eating off you. That you're giving out all different people to eat in your house, that's one thing. But if I wrap up and give it to you in your house, I've given it to you. I mean, if you come to my house and pick up, and I don't know, Makaj Isha, I don't know if it's yours to be Makdish, to be Makaj Isha, to give to Hekdish, I don't know. But if I give it to you, knock on your door, here you go, Shlachmanas or a present or something like that, it's for sure yours. Then it's probably going to be.
You didn't take it in the dough stage.
You can only take it in the dough stage if it's going to remain one person's until consumption. If at any point, the diet is called Dayto L'Chalak, the Mishnah says you make it with Da'as L'Chalak, later, 20 minutes time, 2 weeks time, at one point, I'm planning to divide up the stuff. If you're not sure, again, it's like the baker, you can't guarantee it's being split. Chiv the L'Chalak, Chiv the Bracha.
So if someone says, I'm going to make big batches,
you're
going to make a couple of families as well.
Yeah, yeah. So all these things are machloikas. The Mechzizuk has a tshuva, the Mechzizuk has the shaylas, when a man should ask him, where he's planning to get out to his kids, and every week they want to make a chiv challah because the mitzvah of taking challah on Friday and the big schus for women to take challah tafka erev Shabbos. So they want to make a chiv challah with a bracha and they want to give out all, they can't eat so much, they give out all their kids. And the Mechaz Yisrael says there, you take without a bracha because you've got this machlekes. You can't guarantee there's a chiv. There's a big machlekes that boys
keep.
A shir, as long as a shir goes to one person, so if you make 5 kilo and 1 point whatever or two, whatever your bracha cut off is for you, then you're okay. So, well, the remaining's not chayav. That's also shaila, works with Breira, because you're not sure now which is going to go to where.
It's always,
oh, so that's what we said just before. A baker's different. A baker's different. Because a baker can't guarantee he's going to be split. Maybe one guy will buy the bag. That's why a baker, it's very interesting. A baker who's selling, I don't know, Marshall birthday cakes, and 5 people order a birthday cake, there he knows it's not going to one person. So their baker might be chayav. Because he knows, a baker gets an order. Right, you call him up, I'm making a bar mitzvah, I want, I don't know, 200 rolls. Then a baker might be chayav. Because he knows it's going to one person.
Is a
caterer going to one person? That's a good question. I mean, it could be as well. He's selling it, he's making challahs for the simcha tonight. It's for one person. He knows it's going to one person. Yeah, could be. Lemaisa with the bakery is a little bit grey still because people can cancel unless they're not allowed to. And you have the shaila by people they bake in schools and kindergartens and sems. Moya yeshivas, don't worry. But they're all baking there for Shabbos Parsha. Shlach Lecha, they're all baking. And everyone's got the same shaila. They write home on the letter from school sometimes. We took challah, so you call them up and tell me the bracha of Atola. Because again, they're giving out all the kids. And they give out all the kids. They did this Shabbos UK and they all took challah together. And the stories that went on there was unbelievable. I heard so many stories. People said, yeah, I wasn't sure if it was a Shia. I joined with the guy next to me, and we took challah, and we split up, and someone else wanted to take challah, so we gave our challah to them. They took challah a second time. It was very exciting. Really, many of these shailas, you have to be very careful, because usually you make a bracha of Adalah. Again, challah you can always take. You take as much as you like. You just pull a piece off, and you're done. But to make a bracha, we don't like making bracha of Adalah, usually. And we have to watch out with all these scenarios. If you got a chiv. Oh, very good. The Mishmura says whenever you have a suffix on something, you're allowed to be machme on something like Baltashchis, Brachshein Sricha, all these in Yonim we're trying to be careful about. But if you're doing it for religious purposes, then it's mutter. Tzabalachayim as well, you want to catch an animal, you want to do a better shchita. If it's always for religious purposes, it's mutter because these mitzvahs are given for the regular, but when it's a mitzvah, then you're allowed to. Well, hopefully I took. The chiv's on when it's a dough. Well, it really depends who owns it. This is very complicated as well, because people make challahs, and different people take challah. I know there was a rav in town, got a shayla, I was by him, and someone called up, said that he's made challahs, and his daughter took challah, and the piece fell back in. So the rav said, you got a problem, you have to be shul on your neda, and undo the challah. It's like a neda, undo your challah. And he put the phone down, I said to him, how old was this girl? He said, I'm not sure. I said, well, it depends. How she came to Oynus Nadorim? Can she take challah? Can a father be made for her neda? Because Truma is like a neda. Does she need a basting? Can the father do it? It depends always who took the challah. People sometimes say, yeah, my daughter-in-law's coming back. She's having a baby. One, the school, I want to take challah. It's not so simple. Who owns the dough? Can you give the mitzvah away? Whose mitzvah is it? Some people are machmed, it's really the husband's mitzvah. And the wife always has to ask permission. Because it has to be shlichus, it has to make a shliach. And then you have the shayla of shlichus to shlichus. Can the wife let her daughter or her daughter-in-law take shlichus to shlichus? You have many, many complications in the shayla of challah. That's why the more things change and the more people try and become original, usually end up with more and more shaylas. Who owns the flour?
It's your flour, you're making for me.
Yes, yeah, and you're taking the whole batch.
I'll take the whole batch.
So then I can take challah, no problem. It's mine, I'm allowed to take challah. It's not for two people, it's for one person. No, I own it. I don't need to give it to you. I'll change my mind. If you am a baker and you pay me and you order it and I have to give it to you legally, it's yours, then yeah.
If I pay for the flour,
then it could be it's yours. Then I'll have to be a shlech of you. And we say normally, when the person's busy making the dough, normally they're the shlech. Like a mashoris, you've got a helper in your house, a Jewish helper. So normally the mashoris can take challah because that's part of the job, making the dough, making the challah, is taking challah. But it's not always so simple. Sometimes you need to be made into a proper shlech. So this is just the beginning of the tip of the iceberg when it comes to the shayla here with the ways. We've got the shia, how much, and we've got the complications where you join last week's batch with this week's batch. You've got the do they join up together, is it the same type? Then you come to the next shayla. To join up a chiv challah, it's got to be put into a kli. Either you have your dough you just stick together, as long as you stick the dough tight, it's one big dough. But if it's baked, you can't stick two challahs together. What do? You put it in a big box, in a bag, in a container. You can wrap it in a towel. Anything which you wrap it in, and it comes like a kli, you can pick it up, it's like a kli. That's like a tzir of sal, it joins together. Now this can work for you, it can work against you. There was someone here at Israel who made a kiddush, and had loads of cakes out there, each one was less than a chiv. And he didn't want to have shalas of boyer on Shabbos, and any shalas of anything, so he put it all out for Shabbos. His wife came and said, what do you mean, it's all going to get stale? Fine, I'll cover it with a tablecloth. So you put a plastic tablecloth over the whole table, which joins up all the cakes to a chiv challah, and now it becomes tevel, the challahs are muksa, the tables are bosses, and that was the end of his kiddush. Because once you join stuff up, it becomes an eretz roll where you can't eat. The chuzlars you can eat, just you have to keep over and think afterwards. But in eretz roll, it all becomes real tevel and you're stuck. Because once you join up, people take it in a car, and a car's a big challah, many points can have truths about a car. Does a boot of a car join up a chiv challah as well? By a bris, and it's so. He had a gemach where people used to help out to make a bris, and I said, who made the challahs? He said, yeah, the challahs were made by three different women, each one made 1 kilo. Now, a kilo is not a chiv. I said, how did it get here? I said, I went round with a bag, and I took all 3 kilo, and I brought it in one big sack, which means we've got a seraf sal all joined together in the black bag, And now everyone's got a tevel on the table, and it's also, it's mamshachiv. You got a problem. You always have to watch out. That's why if you're a nervous guy, very simple. Always take a tiny piece off your challah. Because we know with the Mishnah, we'll remember from Yeshiva, chito achas peter zakri. One tiny amount is only yachiv. We take a kazayas, it's a nice minig, but really a tiny bit. You take off the smallest crumb you can, wrap it in a tissue, make sure it doesn't get eaten, and then you have no challah at all. Sorry? Yeah, there are always going to be crumbs. Someone gave an eitzah, just say like this. Whatever crumbs end up in the bin, that's my hafrosha. It's not a bad idea. So the nervous people do this. The story with Rishlaka Fisher, who's next one of the Gedolim. Rishlaka Fisher was known not to get too carried away with chumras. And there was one of the Gedolim sat next to him, and he was by a simcha, and he took off a small piece of challah. If I'm chayav and challah, this should be my challah. I took another piece of chayav and trumas of maestros, this is my trumas of maestros. And I'm chayav, whatever he was, the sofik he took off. So the fisher sat next to him, and every piece he took off, he ate. So I'm the baker, I'm not nervous, I'm relaxed, I'm fine. But if you go to somewhere where you're not sure what happened, especially you go to these simchas sometimes, like we said, where people are donating stuff, you don't know, Purim sozis, you don't know what went on, then very simply take a tiny piece off, you make sure it doesn't get eaten, make sure you're not next to you like a fisher, and then you're okay, no problem at all. That's always, whenever you have a sofik, you can do that. But on Shabbos, we don't do that. If it's a chumrah, because you think they did take challah just a chumrah, you can even do it on Shabbos, because it's not even demai, it's better than demai, it's pashas they took, just you want to do a chumrah, that's okay, even on Shabbos. But normally we don't take challah on Shabbos. But during the week, no problem, you're not sure, take a piece off without a bracha. If it's a real suffix on Shabbos, so in chuslaris, you can eat as long as you keep a bit over, and take afterwards. Promise, if you're eating by Yana's house, and you don't want to carry, so we'll do this last piece. Come back after Shabbos, sorry, there's a tissue there with a piece of challah inside. I don't know how that will go down. So... yeah, the best, you ask them to take challah, but like we said, it's so complicated, you have to make sure they know exactly what they're talking about. So now, joining up in the freezer, does it join up in the freezer? Really need a kli. What's a kli? A kli is a kli, a bowl, a bag, a box. The boys can discuss, does a freezer join up? Because the Rambam says, an oven doesn't join up, it's machlek, is why? But an oven doesn't join the challahs to a chiv challah. So is a freezer the same thing? A chest freezer is bigger than Bemsa, is it a kli, is it connected to the ground, is it Mechubla Karaka, there's many, many sfeikas, does it join up? The best achra I heard from Adam Godel, he said, very good. He said, if it's in one basket, or one drawer in the freezer, then it should be choshe, it joins up. Because then it's not such a big chumrah. But once it's in two separate drawers, when a chest freezer is two different ends, when two different baskets, then you can be mekel. Well, if it's a big freezer, no basket at all, then as well it can be mekel. Because the freezer is very big, and I think Rav Falk is a tshuva, I think he has 10 different sirufim to be mekel by these sort of scenarios. But if it's in a single basket, again, it's a chumrah, but it's correct to still be choishish for this. So back to our friend with the granary rolls, this is only 20 minutes into the hour and a half of what we gave him, but this was the next sofik. Does it join up in the freezer because you put it in a drawer? Or do you say, it draws nothing, they're in separate bags, they're not even touching. There's many shailas, how you join up? Because really, according to all, to be chosh for all shittas, it should be in one kli, it should be all joined up, all touching. Once you have two bags in a third bag, you have two little bags in a big drawer, that's also machlokes rishonim, because it could be there in separate bags, they don't join up. So in one drawer, really, to boil it down... Well, it could be our plastic bag is bottled to the food. Like someone asked me yesterday, he's going to the toilet with an Ashiyotza card, laminated. Is the lamination a cover? Or is it such a thin, transparent cover, it's bottled to the brocha? Is a bag, which is nothing, has no chashivas, well, now it's 10 pence, but really there's no chashivas to it, it's just something to hold it together. It's not a kli, it's not even makabal tumah, it's absolutely not a disposable bag, goes in the bin. The raya is, we don't toil disposables, many people. Why do you look at it as nothing? If there's nothing, is it a hefsug between batch A and batch B? Is it what? Or you say, no, lemaiah says in two separate kelim. That's the sofik. This is the next sofik. I've said there's really five shailas. These are the main three. I think we're running out of time. I just wanted to point out, the Rambam says, why do we give challah to the Levi, to the Kohen? The Kohen and the Levi, and they get, we know all the different matonos they get. Why do they give all matonos? Every time I make challah, I have to start giving to the Kohen. Mechadesa, you should start giving to me maybe. Why am I giving to the Kohen? The Rambam explains at the end of Shmita Yovel that the Kohenim, the Levim, were zoicha to these matonas. Why? Because they were muvdul min ha'om, they were separated, they were not part of the people, they didn't work for the paranasa, rather they spent the time learning the avoda and practicing the avoda. And the Rambam ends up, the famous Rambam, V'lo yishev levi bulvad, is not yishev levi, al kol ish v'ish b'kol ba'olam, shenot v'aruchoy, any person which has dedicated his time to learn Torah, and be'oizkina in the Rotzon Hashem, and to not come along and confuse himself with all the whirlwind of Gashmus that hits us, rather he stays focused and channeled to the Ribbono Shel Olam, he is like a kohen. Haru Makdish Kodesh Kedoshim, the Rambam says, he's on the highest level, he's mamash like a kohen. He's on the highest level, and just like the kohen gets all our matonas, the Ribbono Shel Olam will make sure that you'll get matonas from him. So the longer a person tries and thinks to himself, I'm looking after myself, I'm doing well, the Ribbono Shel Olam, don't worry, I'm good. Then the Ribbono Shel Olam says, do you know what? Have a safe onward journey, let's see how you manage. But the minute a person says, no, I want to be like Sheva Levi, I want to be connected, then he'll be zeicha to all the matonas and all the shefa and all the bracha, and we should be zeicha to Mashiach and Taka, give our challah to the kohen once again.
Questions, but what point do you take?
So, when is the dough?
You see, I'm a dough, you never really have it. So.
Oh,